Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, a podcast for women who are fed up of being tired, bloated, and riding the hormonal roller coaster. This is for you if you're ready to create a better belly and gut health, balance your hormones, and create a more peaceful, happier mind. I'm Kezia Hall, your host, holistic nutritionist, coach, mom to young kids, trauma thriver, science and holistic geek, and this show explores my three-part methodology, the three F's for feeling good: food, feelings, and function. So if you're ready to create pain-free periods or ditch the toilet, food, and IBS drama and just create a normal, joyful relationship with your body and with the food that you eat without overwhelm, restriction, or crazy health obsession, this is the podcast for you, and I am so glad that you are here. Let's get started with today's episode. The pressure to be thin versus finding a healthy body size for you. That's what we're looking at today. And we need to do a lot of untangling around this. For most of us listening, for most of you listening to this, you have grown up heavily brainwashed by dieting culture and the idea that thin is best, most beautiful, most worthy. It's the goal. For, you know, that's the, obviously the thing all of us should be pursuing is thinness. So there's that versus actually being well, finding a healthy body size, being healthy and well in our bodies. And that might look different for all of us. You can be thin and incredibly unhealthy. You can be thin and incredibly healthy. You can have a larger body and be incredibly healthy. You can have a larger body and it not be healthy for you. So how do we untangle? How do you know if actually, you know what, I think I maybe do need to shift some body fat. Maybe that would help my hormones and my joints and my back and my autoimmune issue versus I've just been brainwashed into thinking thin is best. Like, it can feel really murky and messy. And I'm sharing this with you. This is quite a bit of a vulnerable episode for me because I still feel this now. I still feel this pressure to be thin, especially as a holistic nutritionist and in the nutrition space and wellness space. That is, if I'm not careful, I can feel these different comparisons and little threads and whispers in my brain of I should be thinner. Kezia, you're a holistic nutritionist. You should be thinner. Like, you've got to, you know, you're a bit chubby for, you know, which is total BS versus what I believe in so deeply and what I help my clients with, which is let's heal the body. And when your body heals, it finds its healthy weight. So we can live in this murky place of, do I need to lose weight? Do I want to lose weight? Is that just dieting mentality? Is that actually true? Will it actually help me? Won't it help me? And then it can just all feel very overwhelming and a bit messy. So that's what we're looking at today. So just a couple of things. We're just addressing decades of dieting indoctrination and how you can just like find a healthy body size for you. Okay, we're gonna do that in like the next 30 minutes. But I do have a two-stage process I'm gonna share with you. And also, if you wanna know more about this, I announced my spring workshops. And so I'm doing three workshops throughout the end of April, beginning of May to really help you kickstart feeling well, to kickstart your hormone balance and your healthy belly and help you get rid of IBS and help you sort out your body composition. So you can find out all about the workshops at keziahall.com/spring. And one of the workshops is going to be diving into body composition a little bit more because I actually have a lot, I have a very unique approach to body composition. I have a lot of tools, a lot of strategies, a lot of practical actions that can help. But I do think this is an important area that doesn't get talked about. And I want to start talking about it. I want you to be free and well in your body. And that might mean for some of you shifting your body fat. And for some of you, that might mean accepting where you are at. And I want to help you with both. So that's what we're looking at today. I don't really have any updates for you because I'm recording this in advance. But when this is live, I'm on holiday with my kids going down to Yorkshire in a caravan overlooking the sea. I don't know if that's a Yorkshire accent. That's more like a Cornwall accent. Anyway, apologies. I'm hoping to, I say holiday, I'm going away with three kids under five, twin toddlers who are having constant tantrums and don't sleep always through the night. So really, I'm not going on holiday. Let's be honest here. I'm going somewhere different with my kids and there'll be lots of parks and a beach and a pool. And I'll probably be desperate to get back to work when I get back because I love my job, because I get some peace and quiet. And I sometimes find being with my kids difficult because it's boring. There we go. If you just want the real unfiltered thoughts. That's probably what I'm thinking this week. But I also will have a couple of pockets of time to myself. Me and my partner tag team things quite a lot to make sure we both get downtime and cycling time and running time and swims in the seas. So I'm not complaining, you know, hashtag blessed. But also, if you're a parent and you find being with your kids boring, then I do too. I do too. Okay. Anyway, that's not what I digress. Let's go on with today's show. Heads up, I have got something very exciting happening in April and May. On the 15th of April, I'm beginning my spring workshops. I'm doing 3 different workshops on different topics, which will be like small workshop group coaching settings to help you sort out your hormones, your body, your belly, and feel really good. So if you're in need of a reset, if you need some support, if you need the blueprint, the strategy, if you need to know exactly what to eat, what to do, how to sort out your hormones, how to sort out your IBS, how to sort out your body composition, then this is for you. The first workshop is the 15th of April. That's going to be all around gut health from beating the bloat and IBS. Then 2 weeks later, we've got how to balance your hormones from periods to perimenopause, what you need to eat, take in order to stay happy, balanced and well. And the third one is all around body composition. So you can come to all of them. You can come to one of them. Head to keziahall.com/spring in order to find out more. So that's keziahall.com/spring to pick your workshop, to buy the bundle. And this, if you sign up for the whole bundle, then this is really going to become like a 6-week program of that regular accountability. And I will be sharing with you the blueprint that you need. And you can come to each workshop, take 2 weeks to implement, come to the next one, take 2 weeks to implement, come to the next one, 2 weeks to implement. See how I worked it out that way? These workshops are going to be so essential for you hitting the reset button, building the right foundations in when it comes to your eating and supplementation and lifestyle choices, but also when it comes to kickstarting you so that when time summer comes, you can feel incredible. So keziahall.com/spring, join me in the spring workshops. I'd love to see you there. The pressure to be thin versus finding a healthy body size and healthy body composition for you. That's what we're looking at. And this episode is the first step and hopefully just an episode that's just going to help you untangle these two things. Because my experience is that I have been thoroughly brainwashed in the idea that thin is best. That being thin, being waif-like or not even waif-like, but just very slim, having a very low body fat percentage is best. That is the goal. That's the unsaid best thing, the unsaid most beautiful thing. That's the healthiest thing. And so therefore there can be a lot of pressure. And I have felt this pressure since I was a child because I was an overweight child. And I joined a dieting club called Slimming World here in the UK, Slimming World, age 11, and followed their like child program that they had and lost weight. And I learned how to lose weight. So I felt this pressure to be thin and I noticed from a young age, I am not thin. This means I get noticed. This means I get less good things because people used to pick on me for being, air quotes, fat. So pressure to be thin is something, is a feeling I know so well, almost like a friend, not a very good friend. Kind of a frenemy, you know, someone that you think is a friend, but really is actually just manipulating you and like there to brainwash you and control you. So the pressure to be thin I get. And but we also need to untangle this from, because I have this conversation with clients and potential clients all the time, where they know there's this pressure to be thin. They know there's this dieting mindset. They know there's all of this complete BS, this brainwashing. Maybe they've done Weight Watch, they've done Slimming World, they've done Whole 30, they've counted calories, they've counted macros, their weight has yo-yoed back and forward, they were yo-yo dieting, they know that. But they also feel like their body composition isn't healthy, isn't what they want, isn't quite aligned with what's true for them, with what's their truest expression. Doesn't quite feel right. And this might be practically in that it's impacting their joints or their back or their knees or it might just be in how they feel, or there might be some blood work markers or some diagnoses or conditions that maybe your doctor, or maybe you just intuitively know, I think this would be better if I shifted my body composition, if I shifted my fat to muscle ratio inside of my body, if I reduced some adipose tissue. These are all different ways of saying the same things. But how do you untangle from this pressure of thinness is best and dieting and restricting calories? And how do you do that? Because you can shift your body composition, but it's really difficult to do if you're very tangled up in all of this drama, all of this dieting dogma, all of this brainwashing, all of this pressure to be better, be thinner, be slim, lose weight. It's really difficult to approach your body in a more detached, respectful, kind way, and approach your body like a respectful parent, like a mature adult, and go, okay, this isn't working for us. Let's tweak and change. I'm going to change my habits. I'm going to change my behavior based on what I want. This is what I want. Okay. If you don't untangle from all of this dieting, from all of this pressure, it's really difficult to approach your body composition and your body size and to lose weight in a way that's really mature, detached, and adult. It becomes this very triggering, often, if we're thinking about like internal family systems, which is a type of therapy that I've done a lot of, it can be like this childlike part of you that wants to binge eat all the chocolate and comfort eat and rebel against rules that you've set for yourself. And I want to eat whatever I want. F you. I'm going to eat all the cheese or squirty cream or whatever it is. And so we need to do a bit of untangling, because there's two things at play here. Number one, you are a grown ass adult. You can eat whatever the fuck you want. You can be whatever size you want to be. You can. You can eat whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Therefore, you can be, and you should be empowered and have the tools and the logic and the knowledge, the information of how to be whatever size you want to be. Whether that's larger body size, smaller body size, that should all feel possible to you. You should have that information. You should be empowered with that information. And then you get to choose whatever you want to do with that based on your life, your circumstances, your preference, and what you want, what your priorities are, what you want to invest your energy into. Okay, so if you want to lose weight, if you want to shift your body composition, I think that freedom is really about freedom to choose. And a lot of people I talk to don't feel like they're free to choose their body size because they feel very trapped in lots of vicious behavioral cycles, habit cycles, but also some metabolic and biochemical imbalances that just prevent them from losing weight. And they're trying really hard, but the weight's not shifting because there's so much other inflammation in their body and so much healing that needs to take place. My general overarching principle is that when you heal the body in a holistic way, you will find your healthy weight. Now, your body's healthy weight might not be the healthy weight you want it to be. It might not be the size you were when you were 18 or 25. But when you heal the body, when you bring healing and balance to the body and to the mind, the whole system, you as a whole person, your body finds a healthier weight for itself. Really simply put. So when it comes to shifting body composition, we really want to look at healing. And that might first, for many people, that first starts with this untangling and this healing of the brain. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But I mentioned there's two things that need to be looked at. So you should be empowered with the right tools and information to shift your body size. But ultimately, the other part of that is knowing that most of the time when people want to lose weight and reduce their body fat, is because they want that the goal is feeling good, feeling confident, feeling sexier, feeling more energized, feeling healthier. The goal is feeling good, broadly speaking. And feeling good doesn't require thinness. You can feel good and not be thin. You can feel confident and not be a size 8. I'm not a size 8. I feel confident putting on a swimming costume. I have I have jiggly bits, but I could be a size 8 if I want to. I have the tools. I can't be bothered to be, because that's just like eating chocolate and like nut butter and cheese boards too much. But if I But if I really want to be a size 8, I could. But I get that me becoming a size 8 isn't going to get me feeling good. I can feel good now. When I fit back into those jeans, then I'll feel really confident. When I fit back into it, then I'll enjoy getting dressed. No, you want to feel good now. So there's work to be done here for this untangling. There's two different stages, and I'm going to share with you what those are. Because we need to, if you want to reduce your body fat, you want to let go, you want to release some body fat. And I always like to think about it this way with clients, is that if you think about body fat, if you've got body fat on your body that you don't want it to be there, and you feel like you've got too much of it for whatever reason, body fat is there to protect you. It's there to keep you warm. It's there to provide you energy. It's a buffer between you and the world. It's protective. It's like a protective factor. So if you want to release that, then A, you need to feel safer, biologically speaking. And it can be really helpful instead of just like losing it, like, oh my gosh, where did it go? Thinking about it more intentionally and going, I'm going to release this. I'm carrying extra weight around more than I need to. Okay, what do I need to let this go? What do I need to release this? What do I need to not be carrying this burden around with me anymore? Or other questions could be, what is this protecting me from? What is this giving me a buffer from? Who is this creating space between? What is really going on? And I think these questions can be so helpful sometimes to ask. So when it comes to finding a healthy body composition and this whole pressure to be thin versus finding a healthy body size for you, there's two stages that I'm going to summarize it in terms of, air quotes, the work that needs to be done. And these are things that I do quite regularly myself, especially stage one, because as you say, from quite a young age, I have been very aware of the pressure to be thin. And even if I'm being really honest now, I work in this health and nutrition space, it's very easy and readily available for me to take opportunities to compare myself to other people, other nutritionists, other people in the wellness space, a lot of other people and brilliant women who are doing great work in this space. Are often, it's very common that they are much slimmer than I am and have a much smaller body fat percentage than I do. And that can create a lot of comparison in my brain if I let it, and really feed these old narratives that thin is best. That I'm like, if I was a really good nutritionist, I would be thinner. You know, I would be like a size 8, or I'd be like one of these, like, you know, just can't, no additional body fat apart from my boobs. You know, I wouldn't have as much like skin around my middle. I would be thinner. I would be stronger. I would have a bigger booty, whatever. Because in all honesty, I can feel that. I can hear that old voice creeping in of like, people are surprised at how like chunky you are. And I know I'm not fat. I know I'm a healthy weight. My body's really healthy. I'm the healthiest now than I have been before. And for the last 5 years since having kids, longer than that, actually, even before I had kids, my goal was always nourishing and healing and recovering, especially since having kids. I did want to lose some weight after I had the girls, because with the twins, I gained, I think, probably about 4 months after they were born, I was still like a good, I don't know, like 2 stone, 3 stone heavier than what I had been before. So I put a modicum of effort into losing some weight after having the twins. By effort, I mean like just stop eating quite so many brownies every day, like maybe just having a couple instead of like 6. This is what happens when you batch cook brownies when you're pregnant with twins, and then you give birth to twins and you have a 2-year-old and you're just like up all the time. You eat a lot of brownies, and I don't regret a thing. It was great. It was well needed. 2024 is your time to bloom. It's your time to be done with feeling dull, foggy, frumpy, fat, sore, uncomfortable, or just limited by your symptoms in your body. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, which I know some of you have, and I'm so glad that you're here, I want to invite you to come and bloom with me. I have transformed my one-to-one program, and now my signature one-to-one 6-month private program is called Bloom, and I'm taking on new clients right now. This is for you if you are struggling to see results on your own and you're just ready, you just know that you want to become the most radiant, confident, happy, person that you can be. You want to feel at home in your body. You want to feel at a healthy weight. You want to feel just good without pain, being able to do things and no longer feeling limited by your symptoms, by your lack of confidence, by body image issues, by pain, by toilet issues, hormone drama. You just want to feel good. Bloom is my 6-month premium program for people that are ready, like totally ready to be done with all the health drama, but they know they need guidance, they need strategy, they need support, they need personalized data. That is what Bloom is for. It also now includes an in-person retreat if you want to come to that, and I am currently taking on new clients. The way you get started is just to book your free clarity call. It doesn't commit you to anything. I would honestly love to chat to you. Even if you decide not to work with me, that's totally fine. You head to keziahall.com/book to book in your free clarity call, and I would love to speak with you. This isn't a will it work for you? It's really about if you're ready. I know this can work. A holistic, personalized nutrition and lifestyle approach can work for you. I've seen it time and time again. The question is, are you willing to decide to bloom? Are you going to allow yourself to become the most healed, radiant, confident, and happiest version of yourself? And if that's you and I feel like the right person for you, keziahall.com/book to book in your free call, or you can go to keziahall.com/bloom, B-L-O-O-M, to find out all the details and the payment plans. Also, if you sign up soon, there'll also be a special discount and extended payment plan. So I'd love to chat with you, keziahall.com/bloom, and I'll speak to you soon. Anyway, so my goal has been being nourished for the last 5 years. My son will turn 6 this year. And so I focused on healing, recovering, and being really kind to my body and kind of just seeing where my body ends up, like the size it ends up, and what I want to do with it now. And kind of, to be honest, I'm at this, I'll talk about it in a second, these two stages. I'm kind of at stage 2 now of being like, do I want to lose weight? Can I be bothered to lose weight? Is I'm doing some of this untangling now of how much of this is pressure, how much of this is brainwashing, how much of this is true, is a true desire, because my body is at a healthy weight. It really is. I'm strong, I'm healthy, I'm fit. But I have the tools in place. So if I wanted to, I could lose weight. I just don't know if I actually really want to, or if I'm just, it's just old brainwashing that tells me thin is best, you know? And Kezia, you're a holistic nutritionist. You really should be thinner, you know? Honestly. You know, that voice that we have, and you might have that, the same thing. You might want to start running and you're like, oh my goodness, people are just going to look at me and be like, she's too fat to start running. She's too fat to go to yoga. She's too fat to go swimming. She's too fat to go to this play group full of thin mums. She's, you know, our brains do that to us. So here's the work. Here's the things that I have found helpful that I have done that I recommend my clients to do. And it's in two stages. I'm just calling it the work. And if you want to know more about this, this kind of whole episode actually is a really, as a prerequisite for my body composition workshop coming up soon. I'm doing a bunch of spring workshops. You can find out all about them at keziahall.com/spring. So I'm going to dive into more detail in this workshop, but I'm going to give you kind of the overview and the strategy now. And if this is an area you do want more help on, then do come to the workshop. So stage one is really about untangling and accepting and respecting yourself here and now. So if you are a yo-yo dieter, I actually really recommend that you spend some time not trying to lose weight. You just let go of that as a priority completely. You just let it go. And I know that in itself, you might feel terrifying, because so many people I've worked with in the back of my mind, I've been constantly trying to lose the same stone or 2 stone for maybe 10 years, maybe 20 years. And you've just got to let that shit go and actually focus all of your brain power on just accepting where you are right now. And acceptance doesn't mean things will never change. No, that's not the definition of accepting. That means that things, you're accepting things here and now, knowing that you're a free, empowered person and you can make different choices tomorrow. But today, you're accepting your body today, just today. And acceptance doesn't mean you have to love it. Doesn't mean you have to like be like, I'm so in love with my belly. Oh my gosh. No, you can just be like, acceptance can look like gratitude. Thank you, thighs. Thank you. My babies were birthed between the two of you. Thank you for being strong and holding me up in birth. Thank you, belly. Thank you, belly, for digesting my food. Thank you for being a cozy place. Thank you for keeping me warm. Thank you for sheltering my organs. Acceptance can start with gratitude and respect. Respect your body for where it is right now. So this part can be a really helpful way of allowing you to figure out how much is pressure and how much is true and genuine desire. There's a lot I could say about this, but I'm going to, you know, it's a podcast. I can't go into too much detail. But really, this is about acceptance and respecting your body here and now. Or said another way, or another part of this stage one is, what can you do to feel good now? What are you doing to feel good in your body today? Is that having underwear that fits, a pair of jeans that look good, some clothes that suit you? Is that doing some yoga? Is that going for a walk? Is that having some orgasms? Is that having a bath? Is that covering yourself in lotion? Is it putting on the nice earrings? Is it doing your hair nicely? Is it using the nice teacup and the nice teapot? Is it, what are you doing to feel good in the body you have today? Because the goal, if you do decide you do want to lose weight, the goal is that you feel good, right? That's why you're wanting to lose weight, because you think you'll feel good when you lose weight. Spoiler alert, you can feel good now. So what can you do to feel good now? And I really recommend with this stage one that you give this time. And for some people, I was speaking to a friend recently who lost a lot of weight last year, a couple of stone, and she just honestly needed to have several years where she wasn't thinking about, where she was just accepting and respecting and taking care of her body after having kids. She had a long history of disordered eating and body dysmorphia, a whole host of things going on. And so for her, this took several years to untangle from all of this dieting, brainwashing. And she got to the point where she was like, you know what, I actually do want to shift some body fat. And she did it without the drama. She had the tools in place. She knew the strategy. She did it. It worked. Boom. But most people skip out stage one because they just want to lose weight now. But if you could feel good now, even with the extra weight, what would that be like? And how do you do that? How can you cultivate? And I really recommend you give this a good chunk of time, at least a couple of months, where you just sit with the weight you're at. You process the feelings you have, because maybe you have extra weight because of abuse, because of trauma, because of grief, because of stress, because of anger, because of so many legitimate things. And you can't release that weight until you release some of the emotions around it. Our weight and our relationship with foods is not like robotic. Most of the reason the times people gain weight can either be biochemical, so their thyroid goes out, they've damaged their metabolism, their hormones go wonky. You know, there is real biological imbalances. And the other half for some people can be comfort eating, emotional eating, binge eating. It can be using food as a medicine to comfort, to heal, to avoid pain, to balance their brain chemistry. And so actually taking time to just see where you're at, accept where you're at, feel your feelings, focus on feeling good now, respecting your body, having gratitude for where it is now, knowing that things can change, knowing that you can learn, that stuff can shift, but actually it's just about being present with where you are and allowing your body the respect it deserves. Your body doesn't just get respect when it's lost 2 stone. It deserves respect now, 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 now. And I would argue the more gratitude, the more respect, the more acceptance you cultivate towards your body, the more your habits and behaviors change. So that's stage one. Stage two is you've kind of done the acceptance and you've done some of the untangling, detangled from this pressure, this dogma, this brainwashing. And then the next stage is more, hopefully a bit more detached, less drama, less mindset crap about it, is, does reducing your fat tissue make sense? Do you still want to reduce your body fat? Yes or no? Does it still make sense? Maybe you're like, yeah, you know what? I've done a lot of the work, but I do just feel inflamed and my knees are sore and my periods are really heavy. And I just think if I lost weight, those things would change. It becomes a bit more detached and a bit more clinical. And if that's the case, if you're like, yes, I do actually still want to do that, then do you need help? Do you need the tools and strategy? Most of the time people do, because all the stuff we've been told about losing weight is total BS of like, eat 1,200 calories a day and exercise more and eat less. And no, that's not going to work for most people. So you probably need to then get the strategy, the tools, the blueprints that you need. But this time it will be different because you will be detached from the outcome. When it comes to losing weight, you want to be in the place where you've decided it. And then the actual strategy has very low drama. It's not like this, oh my gosh, I shouldn't eat this. I'm such a terrible person. I'm on and off track, blah, 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 blah. No, it needs to be more of like, I want to lose weight. This is roughly how I'm going to do it. This is a strategy. Okay, I'm going to go along. Oh, look, I've lost a pound. Wait, well done me. Celebrate. Oh, maybe I've gained half a pound. It's okay. I'm detached from this outcome. It's not as high pressure. You've got to take the pressure off. The pressure to be thin, the pressure to lose weight, the pressure to be better. It's too high stakes and you can't sustain that. That's part of what feeds this on, off, on a diet, on, off a diet, on a wagon, off a wagon mentality is because it's so pressured. No human can thrive under pressure long term. And that's why statistically we know diets don't last. Results don't last. People yo-yo backwards and forwards. Whereas actually what you really need to do is learn how to untangle from the brainwashing we've had that thinness is best, because thinness isn't best. You can be healthy and not be thin. And you can be thin and be incredibly unhealthy. Being your body size, the dress size you are, is not the be-all and end-all of your health at all. It isn't. It's simply one of many, many markers. And it might be one that you do need to address in order to feel good. Yes, like we do know additional body fat isn't passive. It impacts your body. It impacts your hormones. It impacts many things. We know that, but it's not the be all and end all of everything. So we've got to take the pressure off. We've got to untangle from this brainwashing, this dieting thing that I grew up with. You probably grew up with too, if you're listening to this. And we've got to provide some acceptance and some respect for our bodies and gratitude for where it is right now, and kind of let go of some of that pressure and focus on healing our bodies, on being respectful to our bodies, on being kind to our bodies, and allowing some of the drama and the charge to go of like, I have to lose a stone, because that always is going to drive unhealthy dieting behaviors. And then stage two is then getting quite clinical and quite detached of, do I actually want to shift my body fat? Yeah, you know what I do. Okay, I don't know how to do that properly. Okay, I'm going to get equipped with some tools and some strategies. And if that's you, then come to my body composition workshop. I'm going to be sharing with you some of those tools and strategies. But if you're in stage one, maybe don't come to the body composition workshop, actually. Maybe just focus on acceptance. And I'm going to talk about both of these with more tools and more in-depth of how you do that in the workshop itself. Because if you've never been to one of my workshops before, I'm very practical. These aren't like, we get super granular and you'll leave with a clear action plan. But you've got to be able to address both of these areas. Okay. I hope this is helpful. And just know that you're worthy no matter what your size, whether you're in a larger body or a smaller body, you're worthy and you always have been and you always will be. Your body size, the amount of body fat that you have on your bones is one of many metrics, but it doesn't dictate your worth or your significance or your value. We have a twisted and warped culture that has told us otherwise, that has told us thinness is more worthy and beautiful and wonderful, but that's not necessarily true. I believe that you have innate worth. And actually, when you're addressing your body size and your body composition, the way that you see sustainable results is when you come from a place of deep self-worth and respect and acceptance that allows you to make sustainable and consistent change. But often that requires support, especially if you've been like indoctrinated since you were a child into this dieting mindset and mentality. And that's what I do with my clients. That's what I'm going to do in this workshop, which you can find out more about at keziahall.com/spring. There's a whole set of spring workshops. You can come to just one. You can come to all three. I'd love to see you there. Okay, have an amazing day. Sending you lots of love. See you next week. Are you wondering what the heck is going on with my body? What is with the bloating, the hormonal roller coaster, the pain, the fatigue, your inability to lose weight? and you know you want things to change, like that, you're very clear on that. You want something to change, but you have no idea what direction to head in. You read stuff, you listen to stuff, but how do you know where to begin? How do you know where to start? What's the first steps? If that's you, then I want to give you some answers within the next 10 minutes. Go to keziahall.com/quiz to do the free Gut Goddess quiz. And I'm going to point you in the right direction, give you three things that are going to help you, help your symptoms and get you started so that things feel clear, doable, and that you can actually see some big shifts. So go to keziahall.com/quiz. Complete the quiz. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And if you haven't left me a review yet, please go to iTunes, scroll down, look at ratings and review, and give me a 5-star review and leave a few comments. It really helps the podcast to reach more people. And if you want to know more about anything I mentioned in the podcast, you can go to the show notes at keziahall.com/blog. And I would love to hear from you if you have any other questions. And please share this podcast with anyone that you know that you find helpful. Screen share it, put it on Instagram, Facebook, put it in your WhatsApp groups, screenshot it, share it with a friend. The more people that hear about this show, the merrier, because more and more women need to know how good they get to feel. So thank you for being here, and I will see you next week.